genre.
Welcome to the Jay and Silent Bob Minute, where we are covering the movie Chasing Amy, 1 minute at a time. Today we're covering minute 104, quite possibly the greatest 1 year later minute ever. I'm Jeff Ferry.
And I'm Chris Therkutch.
And I'm Mike Cummins from the Stellar Dynamics podcast.
Oh, you're here for a banner minute. We have a scene change and a title card. Ooh, how exciting. It's like a silent movie in here.
Now it is.
I mean, you get a scene change in a Kevin Smith movie. That's like, you know, it's like one of those Michael Bay things where like... things are moving. It's crazy. The first thing that this minute starts with Banky exiting.
He goes to the sex room.
Which is his room.
Do you think he has much sex in that room?
I mean, I'm sure he has a lot of sex in there. It's just the real question is anybody else in there?
Right. There it is.
There's only one person that's never going to tell you no. I mean, maybe. Unless you're like bipolar. I guess it's possible. Like, hey, I want to go in there and take care of business. No. Well, that was weird. And then Holden does what he should have been doing a long time ago. It's sitting in an empty room thinking about all the mistakes he's made.
Head in his hands. Yep.
That's when you know you've made a great decision. When you're sitting in a room, head down, running your hands through your hair, which you're just like staring at the floor like, what did I do?
We're two bottles of wine and your three cups next to you.
Well, a spoiler alert, if this had happened to me, those bottles of wine would be getting drank.
I'd be
like, well, there's only one way to handle this. I'm getting blackout drunk.
First, the glasses get thrown against the wall, and then I just pick up the bottle and move on.
Yeah, he does handle it slightly different than me. I maybe he's just so broken. I mean, we've all gone to that point, too. We're like, yeah, my usual response to this situation is to flip out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if you can get kicked in the nuts so hard where, like, you don't have a flip out in you. You're just like, well, that happened.
What do you think's in that blue bag on the table? Is that like a little bag of pretzels or something?
On the
coffee table?
With the wine?
Uh-huh.
It's an ashtray.
Oh.
Because there's ashtrays all over this goddamn apartment. If you don't know what it is, it's an ashtray. That's what it is in this apartment.
Oh, yeah. There's it's been better lately, but like especially the first half of the movie. God almighty, they smoke in this movie.
Yeah, they haven't been smoking that much lately. Now, that coffee table, is it a roller coaster underneath it there?
I think it's Kinex.
Oh, no. It looks like Kinex, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like Kinex, but then it looks like there's like a red track that runs. Like it was a Kinex, like, roller coaster.
I see that, too. It looks like it runs from the top to the bottom. It might be one of those ones. Did you ever see ones like in the doctor's office where you put the thing on there and it like slides
down?
Yeah,
like the little kid's toy?
Yeah.
I don't know that I would have a glass coffee table on top of a big thing of Kinex.
No, I mean, I don't think I'd have a glass coffee table.
Or a coffee table made out of Kinex.
We've had at my mom's place, there's like a glass table of sorts that is from like 1974 that is now in like its fourth house.
Oh, wow.
I have no idea what glass this is made out of, but it's the sturdiest fucking glass ever. It's on this shitty tripod tree looking thing. If I showed it to you, you'd be like, well, that's from the mid-70s. It has been knocked off of there so many times.
I was going to ask how many injuries does that thing
fucking
cause?
People getting like wrestling in our house. Somebody would get like suplexed, fall off the couch, hit the goddamn glass. The glass would flip off of the thing, land on somebody. It weighs like 30 pounds. So like it lands on your fucking hurts. Never breaks though. I'm like, what is it? I mean, it's thick. I mean, it's probably 3/4 of an inch thick glass, but like that breaks still.
Right. You would think it would still break.
I mean, I'm not exaggerating when it's got to be closing in on like 40 years old. And it's still down there, and people still hit it. It went from me crashing my friends into it to, like, we had kids, and they were down there smashing shit into it. And I'm just like, how the fuck doesn't this thing break? Meanwhile, I buy anything now, I look at it sideways, and it's like,
sometimes it doesn't go together before getting broke.
Yeah.
My wife bought a projector, a movie projector, so we could watch movies outside. And I was putting it together. I put the tripod up. I put the movie projector on top of it, pushed down, and all four legs snapped off. Or three legs snapped off. It's four legs because it's a tripod.
Yeah, that's how that works, right? Four legs on a tripod?
Yeah. All three legs snapped right off. She just paid like $100 and some for the damn thing. I'm like, oh, great. It's broken already. That's wonderful.
I get any glassware in my house, and I got like four. My mom, I go to her house, and she goes, oh, you want these four random like bowls? I go, yeah, sure. I break bowls all the fucking time. I always need bowls in this house. I bring it home, and I pick one up to show my girlfriend. I go, hey, look what my mom gave me. Dropped it. Just immediately dropped it. I'm like, well, now we got three fucking bowls. We have so many just broke. Glass does not survive in my house. I would never have a glass table.
Yeah. You're like, well, this is something that's going to break. Yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, my not glass table, that's just made out of like, you know, shitty Formica or whatever, has chips in it and you know, parts breaking off of it, and the legs are getting loose on it. I'm like, this thing's like 2 years old. What's going on here? I'm like, no, you gotta buy it. I think the thing survives just because it's so ugly. It's like, this is the ugliest piece of furniture ever. It's gonna last forever.
Yeah. You can't get rid of it. You're like possessed by it.
I know this thing will get willed to me someday, and it'll just be in my house, and I'm like, I can't. I would break this fucking thing. Drop a brick on top of it. It's just like clunk. Really?
It's everyone that dies in the family, their soul goes into that.
Goes into there. Oh, it looks like what is that? The Phantom Zone from Superman?
Yeah, just looking out from inside of it.
I better not break it then. I might have three weirdos wearing trash bags might come out of it.
Kneel before Zod.
All right. Well, he kneels before Zod. He kneels right into the black 1 year later.
Yeah.
All right. It has finally happened. It's time for the character arc.
Well, after the fade to black, do you hear the announcer in the background?
Oh, I hear them talking about 37 and Walt Flanagan's dog.
Yeah, and then she says there's a kid stuck on the there was a kid on the escalator.
Oh, I didn't hear that one. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're going to play the hits, then play the hits. I was trying to listen to it now.
Yeah, also we have a little boy here. He's stuck on the he was something on the escalator.
Well, they've been warned. I think this goes without saying, and they throw it on the Blunt Man and Chronic cover. I assume everyone podcasting knows what that's from. No? No one does.
What, the Death of Superman?
Yeah, or it's the it was the what cover that it's stealing from specifically.
I don't know.
It's a ripoff of A Death in the Family when Robin dies.
Oh, yeah. That was close.
Well, I mean, I realize everybody dies like every 5 years.
Yeah.
That makes sense, though. I see it now.
I had the, not the individual comics, but I had like this, I think it was like 4 issues in 1. I didn't have that many comics growing up, but I had this one. One problem with that is like, it's great that like, oh, it's this big thing. It's A Death in the Family, but it has this, it suffers from the same problem that Superman does when Superman dies. It's great that this is a momentous event, but it's a really shitty comic.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's really stupid of what happens in it. I think Jason Todd's looking for his mom or something. And then Joker becomes the UN ambassador from Iran.
What?
I'm not joking. He meets Ayatollah Khomeini. Like, I'm not making this shit up. Like, at one point, Batman punches Superman. I'm like, he's got to know that's not going to work.
This sounds like you're making this up.
Yeah, it's not great. I mean, the scene where he kills Robin's awesome because he just beats the living shit out of him with a crowbar.
Ball, right? Oh, crowbar, yeah.
Yeah, which somehow still doesn't kill him. I think he just knocks him out and then he leaves him there and sets up a bomb because, you know, you got to have a bomb to blow the place up. That was the one where they had the big vote where you could vote if he lived or died.
It's weird. You can't be in the same room if you're a villain in the old comic books when someone gets killed. You have to leave the room.
So yeah, but this was one of the few times where it worked.
Yeah, it did work.
He's like, I'm going to leave. Holy shit, well, he really died. Yeah, well, you think Joker was surprised? He's like, oh shit.
Well, nobody expected him to vote for him to die.
He's like, uh-oh. Shit, I just killed Robin. Man, Batman's going to be fucking pissed. Like, if all your other nonsense didn't make him mad until that point, you're like, well, I should just leave town probably for a while. Well, I don't know if you've seen it or not. They're coming out with the movie, The Death of Robin.
What?
It's the DC animated thing, and it has like a choose your own adventure. You could have Robin die or live.
Oh, really? I've been seeing like things for that on Twitter, but I didn't. I was like, oh, like a interactive Robin thing. I was like, what the? Why would I ever want to do that? But that makes sense.
Is it going to be the same comic with the UN ambassador and shit? Yeah.
No. I mean, I hope to God they're not going to do that.
I think that's how you get a fatwa on you.
Yeah, it's like, why don't we just not do that? I don't even know if it'll be going around looking for his mom or whatever. But I also don't know what service it's on because that has a lot to do with whether I'm ever going to see it.
Probably HBO Max.
If it's HBO Max, there's the outside chance that I may see it at some point. But if it's like, it's on the, what's their one? The DC one, I'm going to go fuck yourself.
I'm never going to see that.
I assume the DC one's going to be gone within the next year.
And I would love to see the Swamp Thing they're doing, but there's no way.
It's going to be on HBO Max.
Yeah. Oh, is it going to be on HBO Max?
Yeah. All that shit's going over to HBO Max. Which to me means no, they just did the one season. Apparently it was too expensive. I think HBO Max is just going to swallow the DC app at some point.
Nice.
Well, the DC app, I was just talking to my friends over with the DC Cinematic. But you know, there was a Superman Red Sun, the comic where Superman, instead of landing in Kansas, he lands in Russia and becomes like a Soviet super soldier, Superman. That they had an animated movie off of that, and I thought it was on HBO Max, and turns out it was only on the DC one. I was like, well, what the fuck do you have the DC shit on HBO for if I got to have this other thing? And come to find out that the DC one, you have to read the comic books on there, and you get to have all the other crap that goes along with the comics. So
I just think most of the actual visual stuff is going to go away. Because HBO Max at some point is going to be like, we're paying for all this shit, so it needs to be over here.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Now that we've covered a comic book that's also not very good, because I assume the Death of Chronic's not that great either. How good could it have been? Their relationship was totally screwed by then. Like, who even wrote this shit?
Yeah, right. Did Banky write it by himself? Who knows?
The thing that doesn't make sense is it says it's number 3, so they only had 2 comics come out before this.
It says number 3, does it really?
Yes. Like, what kind of a run is that? It's the third comic, and you kill off the main character and end the series. Like, wow, that's bold.
So what? That one comic blew up, almost got them a cartoon and everything, and then they had 2 more comics, and that was it?
It's like if the Ninja Turtles, like, they went to those guys, and they were like, you know what? We're just going to kill all the turtles and stop.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, we're not going to make one animated show. We're going to make, 50, and then, multiple movies and reboots of movies and reboots of the reboots. And you know what? I'm just going to sit in my room and just, print money.
And it's not even like Blunt Man and Chronic is even a good idea, in my opinion, at least. I think it's a pretty stupid idea. It's like, it's some shit you think of in high school. Oh, make a comic book about a guy that smokes weed. It's like, all right, dude, get a life.
I think it's just trying to prove that it's like, oh, this is a stupid idea, and it somehow worked.
Yeah. I mean, hey, it worked. If they got a deal off of one comic book, then you go for it.
It worked well.
I guess it's one of those, if you break down most superheroes to the basis level, and I give you, a one-sentence pitch on it, you're like, that sounds stupid. Right. If I'm like, high school kid gets bit by spider, now has spider powers, you'd be like, get the fuck out of my office, because that sounds dumb.
I would love to know what this baby Dave is. I tried to look it up, but I can't find the actual thing about it besides that it's referencing Dave. What's Dave Klein? Is that his name?
Dave Klein, the cinematographer.
Yeah, but other than that, I couldn't find anything.
It just makes it reminds me of the baby from Roger Rabbit. That's the only thing I can think of.
It does look like that.
Yeah. But it seems like from what Ethan Suplee starts talking about, he goes on adventures and stuff.
Yeah, it seems crazy.
It's like Baby Dave's is out doing stuff. It's weird.
The comic that's there says something about rear crib window, and he's looking out the window saying, what the hell is that lady over there doing?
Well, I mean, if you're going to rip off the best, take the Hitchcock thing.
Yeah. What does it say? Oh, no, what has Mrs. Russell gotten into this time is what it says on the front cover.
Lord. Now, I think it's bad form to have somebody, you give somebody a comic and you're like, hey, if you sign that, it'll be worth more money.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, dipshit. I really want to sign it now.
Right. I'm a big fan, maybe. Not, hey, it's going to be worth more money if I get you to sign it.
Well, I would say, no, it's not. What's your name?
Yeah. Yeah. Then
because I'm going to personalize it, dickhead, and then you're not going to be able to get rid of it.
Ethan Suplee, he's typecast a lot into these kinds of roles. He's in the movie Fanboys, about the Star Wars fanboys and all that shit. I remember seeing him in.
You're talking about old fat Ethan Suplee. Now he's all jacked Ethan Suplee.
Oh, is he? I haven't seen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you should see him. He's huge.
Oh, I'm.
Yeah, I mean, he's still he's just a big guy, but now he's big, eye crushing weights big.
He don't even look the same. He's got the muscle face and everything.
I just saw him in The Hunt.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, he's in The Hunt. He's one of the people in the game, and he's you can still tell it's him, but he's got there ain't no baby fat on him now.
Holy shit, he's ripped.
Yeah, he's totally ripped.
Oh my god, this guy could pop my head like a grape with his bicep.
That's what I said. If you see him in not these movies, because he's big here, but the biggest I remember seeing him was that Ashton Kutcher movie he was in, The Butterfly Effect.
Oh yeah.
And American History X, he's really big.
Huge in American History X.
I mean, he's got to be 500 pounds in American History X. He's so fat. And then it's now you see him now, you're like, well, I'm not doing shit with my life I should be doing.
Wow, I'm just looking at this picture. I just can't believe it's the same guy. It's wild.
It's amazing.
He was on a podcast with Kevin where he talked about it, where he got real, real heavy. And then he got not skinny, but he went down. When he did, when My Name is Earl started, he was down to a nicer weight. And then he's like, and as Earl was on the air, he just every year he'd put 10 pounds, 10 pounds, 10 pounds back on. And he's eventually he started getting real heavy again. And then he started doing weights and shit like that and getting into all that stuff. And Kevin's like, yeah, I'm never going to do that. Yeah, he could beat the living shit out of probably all three of us at once.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Yeah.
I found the front cover to the Baby Dave in rear crib window, and it says, starring Baby Dave, Mr. Russell, and bikini-clad aliens. And it's got a woman's, like, boobs and bottom half of the bikini and a mouth coming out of her stomach.
Hot.
I'm into it.
And if you look in the background, the neighbor's coming outside with someone thrown over their shoulder and an axe in their hand. So,
well, there you go.
It looks crazy.
Do you see over Ethan Suplee's shoulder when they get the reverse shot? It has the thing on the wall again that says Batman is a pussy.
Yeah, Batman's a pussy. Read Philistine.
Yeah, it's like, all right.
That's another one. I tried to look up Philistine. It says it was a comic that was supposed to have six issues, and only wound up having three, and then they scrapped it. So,
must have been terrific.
Yeah. Somebody will love it and get us in the quicker stop. So.
Yeah, they'll be like, it's the greatest comic ever. You're stupid.
Yeah.
These people that read these, like, you know, three-issue runs from these tiny comic book companies, coming from a guy that works in a comic book store, they're all shitty. They're all... None of these comics are good. I've seen these comics come and go a million times, and I go, I would never even give them a second look.
It's like, yeah. I mean, I guess call me if there's one that, like, everybody agrees, like, oh, this was actually a short run that's really good. Okay, well, then maybe I'll read that. But, like, not every four-issue run that comes out is going to be like, well, that's going to be good.
Yeah.
If there's one thing I've learned from comics over the years, just because it's a short run or a specific person's name on it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be good, even if they've done good work before. Frank Miller.
Oh.
Hey, he's done some really good stuff. Let me read this. Oh, this is dog shit. Wish I wouldn't have read this. It's so bad, it's actually affecting the other things you've done.
You're going to get in trouble.
What? From Frank Miller?
Yeah, Frank Miller's fan club's going to be all over you.
Yeah, guess what? From the shit Frank Miller says these days, I don't think I have much to worry about.
Yeah, I think you're fine on that one. Front.
I think whoever was supporting him abandoned him a long time ago. They were like, yeah, I love Frank Miller. Why is he trending today? Oh, shit. Oh, well, never mind. You know, I'll just like his artistic work and, you know, I'll separate the man from the work.
It's like Alan Moore. Michael Jackson song still, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of this. Well, Alan Moore, I got to separate because he's like, oh, I should never put my stuff in movies. Shut the fuck up. Like,
it's just a grumpy old man.
Yeah, you're a grumpy old bitch. Yeah, it's like, whatever, man. Like, yeah, they made a Watchmen movie and a thing. Like, did it make all the copies of your comic book burn up? No? Then shut up. Like, your stuff didn't go anywhere.
They shouldn't have made it before Watchmen. I don't approve of it. Shut up, dude. Like, it's all, fuck, come on.
Yeah. Oh, let me check. Do you own any of that shit? No? Then shut up. Like, I understand. Again, did Before Watchmen make any of your stuff disappear from the face of the earth? No? All right. Then what's the problem? It's just, I mean, you're getting into, like, Star Wars territory of now. Like, oh, they made these new movies and I don't like them. Okay. Did you like the old ones? Yeah. So what's changed? Well,
Do you not like the old ones anymore because of these ones?
Yeah. So I don't like the old ones anymore because of the new ones. Well, then that's your problem.
Right?
I don't like the direction they took them. Oh, well, hold on. Let me check. Do you own Star Wars? No, then shut the fuck up.
Did you write it?
Oh, my God. I hear it all the time. I used to hear, because I was a big Stephen King fan, I would hear from those people, too.
Oh,
yeah. Boy. Well. Well, his latest story, it's not a horror movie. Or it's not a horror book. Okay. Go to his house, then, and tell him that you don't approve of what he's fucking writing, then. Like, the guy writes, like, a book or two every year. Guess what? They ain't all going to be great.
Right.
And there's going to be ones where you read it and you're like, this book's a piece of shit. I'm going to read it and go, I love this book. Because that's how opinions work.
I read The Dark Tower.
I mean, I think we've all been there. We're like, I'll bring one up for Chris. So there's a show called Breaking Bad.
Oh, don't start.
That most of the civilized world agrees is a pretty damn good show. And then I got Chris over here.
I've been noticing lately that I don't fall in with the crowd too much anymore. I don't know what the problem is. Maybe I am turning into an old man.
Well, because then you shit all over Hamilton, too. That was the latest one you got yelled at about.
Oh, God. I can't take it. Don't even start me up about Hamilton, Jeff.
I want to hear this hot take.
Oh, God. It was a mess. Like,
it's a mess. Here we go.
You cannot have a musical and not have a story in between. Oh, I'm supposed to learn every fucking song so I can learn what's going on in the stupid movie? No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to try to friggin' learn the lyrics to every song of friggin' Hamilton so I can watch the movie and know what's going on. Shove it.
You know, I'm going to give you my one piece of advice, and this is coming from somebody. I liked Hamilton. It was fine.
Tell him to kill himself.
I'm a big Fiddler on the Roof guy, but the one thing that my mother watched it, and she came back to me, and she was like, I just couldn't understand what he was saying. I was like, you got to watch it with subtitles.
bullshit.
Yeah, because they sing really fucking fast.
You have to learn the lyrics to the song to watch the stupid movie. I can't. I can't do it. I tried it three times. I fell asleep three times.
All right. Well, first question. We're doing this. We're diving into this.
There we go.
All right. So have you seen other musicals before this?
Yes. Yes.
Which ones?
I've seen many musicals. Sound of Music, Guys and Dolls. My daughter is in a play every year. We watch a musical every year.
So your problem is they sing constantly. So
my
you
problem
don't,
is they're not telling me a story. They're singing, and I got to learn the lyrics.
I got listen. I'm gonna break ranks with you here. You are wrong. That story is so fucking easy to follow. I could follow that story if I had it on mute. You could follow what the story was.
I am watching it the one day with my daughter and her friend, and I start making fun of the one part, and they're like, this is the saddest part of the whole thing, his son's dying. I said, how the hell am I supposed to know that? They're singing about it, for Christ's sake.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you are old man yelling at the cloud. Yeah. You are.
This is titular old man yelling at the cloud.
If you... I will back your take on Breaking Bad before I back your take here, because you are
awful.
You are demonstrably wrong here.
I don't care. You cannot change my mind. I won't even try again, because I'm telling you, I'm not going to sit here. What, am I going to read it? Well, I'm going to watch a horror movie then. I'm not going to read it.
Listen, someday when we have a Patreon account, I want to hear theater critic Chris Corner every week.
Look, I just don't get it. Why are they singing so much? I'm not going to read it. What am I watching? Fucking Parasite?
Can you at least can you stop singing for a minute and say, oh my God, my son's going to die. Now I know what's going on. Don't have a goddamn sing fest. Listen,
I hate to break this to you. I don't want to blow your mind, but it is a musical.
Yes, and every musical I've ever seen has lines in it.
That is not true.
Singing.
That is not true. Did you ever see Les Mis?
No, I never saw Les Mis.
No, I was going to say, they don't ever fucking talk in that. There's a bunch of them where they don't talk.
I probably would hate that too, then.
You probably would hate Les Mis.
Yeah, you probably, if you hated Hamilton, you're definitely going to hate Les Mis.
Yeah, I couldn't even begin to explain to you the story of Les Mis.
Les Mis, I understood the story. I just didn't care.
Yeah, there it is.
Like, the story was so simple where I was like, holy fucking, we move on? Like, is this guy still chasing him? Didn't he steal bread 20 years ago? What the fuck is going on?
Get over it.
I was just yelling about Hamilton. My daughter loves that movie. I just got a text from my wife that says, you're freaking your daughter out. Stop complaining about Hamilton. She will watch it again. That's what I'm getting in the text.
Oh, that's funny.
Listen, I know one thing. You better not throw away your shot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's another thing. I keep singing that part, and I change it every time, and they yell at me. I'm going to get my shot. And they're like, that's not even what they're saying.
Meanwhile, Chris is getting drunk taking shots. I'm not throwing away my shot.
I was at the beach last weekend, and there were, like, people there. They were, like, basically doing choreography to Hamilton in the ocean, and I was just like, all right, now we've taken it one step past where you should be taking it. You guys
are wacky.
Yeah, well, here's where,
watch this. Now he's like, well, as I've seen Hamilton on Broadway, I feel like I'm the one that's most able to tell you that it's good and you're wrong. Mister, I waited for it to be on Disney Plus. Ugh, you fucking Philistine. Look at that. I even worked in something from the minute.
Can you imagine? I can't even imagine sitting on Broadway and watching it. I'm like, are they going to tell me what's going on?
It was fucking amazing. That's how it was.
I can't imagine sitting in a Broadway musical watching it happen. What the fuck am I doing here?
It sounds terrible.
No, I couldn't imagine. Now picture this. Imagine Chris had gone with me and we're sitting there. You know, you're quiet, and like the intermission comes and everybody's like, this is fucking amazing. He's like, I don't understand what's going on here.
Can you explain it to me?
They were like, have security take him outside and beat the shit out of him. Well,
so we've come to the conclusion that Hamilton stinks and stinks.
Oh, listen, you wanted me to out-nerd you even further? I read the book that it's based on before the fucking musical came out.
I wish I would have done that, because then I'd know what the hell's going on.
Again, it's not that complicated. I don't understand what the complication is.
All I know is they're singing. And they didn't change sets once, I don't think. I don't know. It all looked the same to me.
Oh, my God.
This is on his tombstone. All I know is they're singing.
singing. Oh, I guess I got to learn every friggin' song so I can watch this movie.
Oh, my God.
This is comedy gold.
This is the worst hill to die on since Little Big Horn.
Don't worry, I'll find something else to hate later on. Don't worry.
Listen, I want you to find something dumber than Hamilton, because
there is
I thought Breaking Bad was going to be the one where it was like, well, this is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in somebody. But like, I could almost buy. I can understand Breaking Bad was long and it's involved and you had to think. See, like, I don't understand. It's just like Breaking. If Breaking Bad's not your speed, Hamilton's like you fucking 3 hours. You're in and out. It's the start, finish.
And oh my god! And it's 3 hours too. Speaking of, let's have an intermission there or something.
Come there on. Is an intermission. The thing you always complain about. There's a fucking intermission.
Is there an intermission on that one? See, I must have felt.
Oh, you have exposed yourself as someone who didn't pay attention.
Listen, I slept through most of it. I think I woke up and I slept a full night. Woke up and they were still singing.
Oh, listen, I want to know if there's anybody out there willing to pay us to do the top 10 music, Chris's top 10 musicals, because I want to hear this shitty list.
See, this is what you don't understand. I like musicals. I do enjoy musicals. My daughter is in them. I've built sets for them.
Well, listen, you said Guys and Dolls. Listen, you want to talk about my hot take? Guys and Dolls are a piece of shit.
Yeah, it's not great, but I mean, it's decent for kids. I mean, I like, what else? What else? I'm trying to think what else they
You said Sound of Music. That's the only other one you said.
West Side Story, Fiddler on the Roof, Hairspray, Rent.
And you are not gonna, you cannot compare Sound of Music, the movie, to Hamilton, that movie. Have you seen Sound of Music lately?
Wait,
you could cut a fucking hour out of that movie.
Wait, yes I can, because at least they tell me a story.
It's so fucking long and boring, I hung myself during it.
So anyway, we're done,
we're fucking done. I can't handle you anymore, you fucking anti-Hamiltonite.
Yeah. Philistine.
Suck-ass movie.
No, anyway. Chronic, no cartoon. No Hamilton, no cartoon.
They should have made it a cartoon. It would have been better.
Yes. You know what you need? You need Washington on your side.
Oh, boy.
We were almost at the end of the minute, but I will bring up the one thing that I do enjoy about this minute. Ethan Suplee, the way that he says Holden McNeil is the way that man's name should always be said.
Oh, yeah.
Just contempt dripping off of it, just like Holden McNeil.
Like he's going to vomit when he says it.
But it's the way you would say, not like a criminal, but it's the way you would say someone in pop culture who you hate.
Oh yeah,
just someone you can't stand, just some dirtbag. You're just like, ugh, this guy.
Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah. Not even Harvey Weinstein, because Harvey Weinstein is like, again, he's a criminal. Just someone you can't stand. Like, who's an actor? Every time they show up, you're like, oh,
this guy. I hear Zack Snyder, I go, oh, Zack Snyder.
Release the Snyder Cut hashtag.
Oh yeah, that's coming, isn't it?
Ugh.
Well, the only reason why that makes me happy is, like, I'm glad they're gonna release the cut of a director who I don't like to fuck over another director who I also don't like.
Yeah,
so,
right.
That's fine. I don't care. Like, listen, is it pissing them both off? Then I'm good. Like, I can't possibly be worse, I don't think, than the one I already watched.
Still like it better than Hamilton.
Yeah, whatever, Martha. Listen, you lost everybody a long time ago.
I don't care. I think I lost everybody when I had my hot take on The Godfather, too, so.
Oh, Jesus Christ. See, like, but the problem with The Godfather, again, is it because it's a terrible movie? It's no, because old man Chris can't even get through it because it's too long.
And I can't understand Brando at all.
Again, he's completely intelligible. It's not that hard. There's probably like two lines in the whole movie where you're like, what?
I don't know. I felt like I couldn't understand him at all for the whole movie.
What the fuck movies do you like?
Maybe you should just start singing. Maybe you should sing the whole movie. Maybe it'll be better. I don't know. Maybe.
What's your favorite movie? Dumbo? Because it's like 65 minutes long?
Yeah, Dumbo's good.
It's got everything I want. It's short. It's in color. It's racist.
Looky here. It sure is.
All right. Now that we've talked about Hamilton and racism, we've hit all the high points, I think, that's going on in the world. I think I know the answer to this. Does anybody have anything for this minute?
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Do some plugs, fellas.
Well, you can find me on Stellar Dynamics, Rush podcast. We talk about Rush, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then you can listen to my friends on the DC Cinematic Minute podcast and Doom Patrol Radio.
You can find me on my new podcast that I'm starting, Fuck Hamilton.
I like that you think that podcast don't exist already.
It probably does. I actually saw a meme where it was Ben Franklin saying fuck Hamilton or something.
Guess what? The thing that would worry me, though, is if that podcast does exist, I'm worried about what the actual tone of that show might be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not getting involved in that one either.
It's like, never mind. You know what? I didn't hate it that much.
Yeah, I didn't hate it for the same reasons you do.
Yeah. I had more of a problem with the singing than the other issues that are going on.
That's all I got. You got anything else, Jeff?
No, I'm just like my country, young, scrappy, and hungry.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot.
God.
I'm not throwing away my shot. I know the whole fucking song,
I'm
probably.
I'm going to get my shot. Yeah. I changed the lyrics on purpose.
I'm not going to know the words.
I did it on purpose. They yelled at me the whole way to the shore the other day.